In the name of God, the most compassionate, the most merciful, Mr. President, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, as the representative of the Ministry of Justice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, which is tasked with the responsibility as the national authority of the Convention on the Rights of the Child, I am honored to advise of the latest legal and executive achievements in the field of protecting the rights of the child. The government of the Islamic Republic of Iran, in line with the Convention of the Rights of the Child and in accordance with the principles of its constitution, has based its public and strategic policy on respecting the best interests of children. The adoption of the Law on Protection of Children and Adolescents in May 2020 and the establishment of the Supreme Council of Adolescents and Youth, chaired by the President, are among the most important legal developments that, together with the two laws on the protection of orphaned and neglected children and the Law on Protection of the Family, provide the necessary foundations for the realization of children's rights. According to this law, if a child is at risk, the relevant agencies, such as the prosecutor's office and the welfare organization, are obliged to protect the child. In order to achieve the goals of this law, offices for the protection of children and adolescents of the judiciary have been established in justice departments throughout the country. In the field of ensuring the right to health of children, special measures have been taken in the past 4 years, the most important of which are the implementation of a free treatment plan for children under 7 years of age and the establishment of 34 specialized hospitals to support mothers and children. Also, the mortality rate of children under 5 years of age has decreased from 14.2 per 1,000 in 2019 to 13 in 2023. With the measures taken, students have access to the country's formal education, and girls' access to the education system has increased by 220% in the years after the victory of the Islamic Revolution. Education of students, even in the most remote areas, was not halted during the coronavirus pandemic, and the government provided various solutions and took certain measures for everyone to access education. No one left behind, to prevent school dropouts. Important measures have been taken, including criminalizing the prevention of education of students, including even immigrants and refugees, creating diversity in opportunities such as distance education and boarding schools, creating a dedicated system for identification and attraction of dropouts, using the capacities of external organizations such as benefactors, philanthropists, NGOs, and UNICEF, especially in rural areas. Regarding children with disabilities, a 20% growth has been achieved in the implementation of inclusive education. 50 counseling and guidance centers for students with special needs, 754 special learning problem centers, and 850 counselors have been established in the country for this very purpose. In order to achieve judicial justice for children and adolescents, the following effective measures have been taken in the course of the past four years. Preparation of national guidelines for decriminalization of juvenile offenses with the aim of creating the groundwork for non-judicial resolution of offenses related to children. Implementation of a counseling system in juvenile courts in order to maximize the use of alternative institutions and alternative punishments to imprisonment. Preparation of two instructions in the implementation of Article 91 of the Islamic Penal Code in order to provide the necessary training to forensic doctors and judges of juvenile cases with the aim of controlling the issuance of death sentences. Establishment of special branches of investigation and criminal court to deal with cases of child abuse in the judicial system, and holding 30 workshops on the juvenile justice system to train judges, lawyers, law enforcement, and social workers. In order to support working children, in addition to Iran's membership in the optional protocol to the Convention on the Rights of the Child and the sale, prostitution, and pornography of children, the new Law on the Protection of Children and Adolescents criminalizes economic exploitation of persons under 18 years of age. In this regard, the Social Support for Working and Street Children project has been implemented with the aim of empowering children and families and helping them to get out of the welfare organization's support cycle. In order to combat violence against children, According to the law, any physical or corporal punishment is prohibited under any circumstances in schools, and in order to eradicate it, social programs, along with administrative and criminal penalties, have been considered. It should be noted that early marriage, under the legal age, in Iran is a rejected phenomena in Iran and is contrary to the general policies of the country. Of course, it should be noted that if in some rare cases girls' marriage under the legal age has occurred, it is mainly related to some areas with their own local traditions and cultures.